All right, 720 WGN. It's Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And in Chicago, it is getting to be that time of year where people are not only getting outside, but getting outside and trying to get over to local farmers markets in the city, all around the suburbs, all around Chicagoland. Specific to the city of Chicago, on the line with us is the person who's been directing, coordinating, and been a guru for the farmers markets in Chicago for so many years. She is the coordinator for those, the one and only Yesenia Mota. Yesenia, welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me.
So this is an exciting time, and, you know, we've been through all of this, you know, the kind of the explosion of popularity of farmers markets, the expansion, trying to be responsive, not only to, you know, the farms and farmers and producers and people who want to participate on the giving side, but also to so many fans, right? I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, there's such a big food movement happening in Chicago, and it's not just restaurants, but it's about eating locally and, you know, the whole carbon footprint and being a greener person. So it's great. It's great to see more and more people actually asking for more farmers markets. You know, over here at DK's, we're trying to work at food deserts where there's, like, no grocery stores. So some people have, you know, like a double, you know, they don't have groceries. So we're trying to provide them with fresh produce, at the same time educate them on eating healthy and locally. And then we have people who have grocery stores but actually want to have more local produce, you know, in their diets every day. So it's a big Chicago movement. Everybody's really pushing for local, you know, produce and local farmers into our city.
You know, that's an interesting thing. We've done some things on food deserts over the years, and kind of the weird part about it isn't necessarily a neighborhood that's necessarily calling for it, right? It's sometimes the residents there just aren't even aware that these are great food choices or options that they should be tapping into.
That's really true, because sometimes it's not even the neighborhood. It's just, I mean, it could be a really, you know, it's a nice, you know, neighborhood feeling, like a suburb. You know, I'm from the South Side. I'm from, like, 95th and the Lake, and we have no grocery stores in our neighborhood. I mean, yeah, we have parks, we have recreation, but my neighbors, I tell my neighbors all the time, like, we have no grocery stores. It's a food desert. And they're like, what's that? They're like, we'll just drive to, you know, 10 minutes away and 13 minutes away. I'm like, no, I mean, but it's about education and educating people that, you know, the food is out there. It's just you have to find a way to bring it to you.
It's cool to see you guys, the city and DK's, getting involved and kind of looking at it from that perspective. I think it's kind of a natural expansion of all of those things. Chicago is, of course, a city of great neighborhoods, and they are so different, right? There's so much diversity, not only in the people that are there, but the way that they live, the things that they like. Just, you know, the stories are so different, and the farmers markets have tried to be a part of so many of those different neighborhoods. So talk about some of the key ones, and then just, I guess, the number of markets that are out there this year.
Yeah, I mean, every single farmer's market, I tell people, it's different. You know, there's some farmer's markets actually, some farmers actually grow for their communities, whether it's, you know, it's an Asian community or African-American community. Once the farmer's markets are there and established, they build relationships to their customers and start growing for them the following season. I mean, in the city of Chicago alone, we have 77 neighborhoods, I believe. Well, we have over 60 in farmer's markets between the city and independently managed.
Wow.
Which is more than New York. So it's amazing. I mean, every market is different. Every market is worth visiting, whether it's on the south side, the north side, the west side, or the east side. You get a different experience every time you go to a different farmer's market.
Well, as you guys try to curate some of the things that are there for the people to choose from, you know, there's some regular, you know, vegetable staples or bread staples or things like that. But are you surprised as people become a little more savvy on the food side that they're asking for things, then you have to go find someone to bring it into the market?
People are asking for, like, different types of vegetables, you know, like, oh, you know, I'm at Daily Plaza a lot because it's right down from our office, and it's the oldest farmers market in the city. And I actually just walk among, you know, some of the customers, and I hear people asking the farmers, do you have this sort of vegetable or this squash? And they'll name, like, some kind of squash I've never heard of, and it's purple or something. And the farmer's like, no, but I think my neighbor does, and, you know, I'll get back to you in a few weeks. And it's always something. People are being more, you know, with access to internet and social media and Facebook, you know, we're swapping recipes, which is great, but we also have to find somebody who's going to grow those products for us.
Right. Well, and also, you mentioned, of course, you know, the chef community, the restaurant community, and they're kind of a driving force, too, where people may, you know, have something at one of our great restaurants and then say, like, oh, I want to go make that. But then they have to, like you said, find someone that grows it and brings it to the market. So 60 different markets. Can you describe maybe a couple, maybe five or six that kind of are all around the city? Daily Plaza, you mentioned, that is a huge urban bustling market, but then there's some that have a neighborhood feel.
Yeah, I mean, we our focus right now for DK's is really underserved areas with low access. So this year we'll be in Roseland and North Lawndale. And we're working with CPS, which is one of our partners, and Urban Farmers. Those are great markets. You know, also there's like a new farmers market at the Gary Comer Youth Center, where you have students growing the farms. I mean, we like to promote all the farmers markets, whether they're run by the city or not. I mean, they're all sending such a great message, and we share farmers, which is great. You know, there's a new farmers market in Ravenswood. There's a lot more night markets going on.
Wow.
The Argyle Night Market is always one of my top favorites. It's on Thursday, and it's really more of a food market. You have your farmers, but you have all these restaurants kind of set up on the street selling their prepared goods, and it's like, and then you have music. So it's always a destination. You know, every single market is different.
You see, that's really cool. You know, where some are more of, you know, people are in and out. It's almost like a grocery store feel. People are coming, and then some, like you said, it's a destination. It's an experience. It's almost a festival, right, where people look forward to it and they really enjoy an extended period of time.
Yeah. I mean, you have your usual shoppers that go to a farmer's market. You know what you're getting. You know what your farmer. You have your grocery list, which is great. But then you have people who are driving into the neighborhood to, you know, not just visit the farmer's market, but see what else the market is providing or you know, offering. And you're bringing more, you know, you're bringing residents to your neighborhood. You're bringing more economic, commerce to your, you know, to your market. You know, you're making your neighborhood a little bit more known as, you know, as a destination instead of just driving by.
Well, you've mentioned a few of them. I'm sure people want to check them out, and I'm sure there's a website where they can do that as well. But for those people, you know, people hear this on WGN, they're going to say, oh, I got to get out to that market. But for those people that may have either great artisan goods or products or they're a farmer and want to participate, like, what's the process for people to get involved on the farmer side?
Okay, so, well, there's two simple ways. You can find us online at chicagofarmersmarkets.us. We run 17 markets. The city runs 17 markets, but we also have access to the other, you know, 40-plus markets. So if somebody's interested, they can just send me an email, tell me what you're looking to sell, and if you don't fit, you know, any of our, if our markets are up to capacity, we'll share your information with the other farmers markets managers. You know, it's like a... It's a group of us who kind of are always constantly communicating back and forth, who has this vendor, who doesn't have that vendor. We're always here to support and help each other. So if they can contact me, I can put them in the right direction.
Well, that's great that it's a collaborative effort, too, because everybody's, because it isn't just one thing that the city's putting on, right? It's this whole kind of organic situation where farmers are there, and you can't have a market without people, and you can't have a market without people and then farmers, and everybody's kind of got to work together to put people in the right place. For the right place for people to email, do you want to give that website and, of course, your email address?
Sure. It's our website is chicagofarmersmarkets.us, and it's plural with the farmers and the markets. And my email is ymota@cityofchicago.org.
ymota@cityofchicago.org. So it wouldn't be a complete, you know, opportunity for the 2016 season because you guys do have the markets, you manage the markets, people enjoy them. But also you guys do a lot of cool events. I mean, there's things that you guys build into the season that are really fun.
We do. We have a lot of great events. You know, our first one that's kind of kicking off our event season is Kids and Kites, which is May 7th at Montrose. That's a great event. I actually attended with my family and my little one, and, you know, we get to, you know, the little one gets to draw her own kite and fly it, and then we have some programming going on as well. But something that's related to farmers market and culinary is our Lake Effects, which is May 13th to the 15th. And we're hosting a whole bunch of workshops at the Cultural Center. It's kind of like South by Southwest, but in the Midwest, and it's free. Because, as you know, everything the DK's does is free to our general public.
I didn't know that, but I'm glad to hear it.
tons going on. There's always something to do. We're always busy. We're always trying to bring, you know, free programming to everybody in the city and its residents and its guests as well.
Oh, it's going to be exciting. Not only great food, but great experiences all summer long here in Chicago with all of the farmers markets. It's chicagofarmersmarkets.org. And for DK's, for all those other events, is there a separate website?
It's cityofchicago.org/DK's.
Oh, it sounds great. People are going to enjoy the summer. So many fun things happening, and a big part of it's going to be the stuff that you're working on. Yesenia, thanks so much for being in WGN.
Thanks for having me.